Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to another Read the Word. Excuse me. While I make a grand entrance. Oh my goodness. I've only sat down in this chair, you know how many different times? 750 or something.
It's bumped this time though.
Well, if there's anything we've learned in the last 2 years is you might as well go ahead and be normal, because normal is going to happen. And just Leanne wasn't standing behind me kicking my chair off from underneath me. Well, all right then. Welcome to Read the Word, where life is real and chairs are crazy. Hopefully, you're having as good a day as what we're having. My. Well, so if you're just joining with us, and you're like, what this kind of life? We usually have our act together. But, you know, I think sometimes that God has an angel standing there saying, just elbow his coffee once so he just gets over himself. I'm not really stuck on myself, but anyways. Welcome to one of the coolest YouTube programs you're going to find, where we're simply reading through the Bible chronologically in 1 year. I don't know if there's other people that's doing it, but we're doing it. And one of my teachers' name was Dr. Hilton Sutton. Dr. Sutton has a statement that he made that is, this is the majestic word of God. And my goodness sakes, the more we've read through it this year, out loud, chronologically, the more you just realize, man, what Dr. Sutton was saying is the absolute truth, the majestic word of God. And tonight in our nightly program, Establishing Your Faith, we were studying Romans chapter 3, 4, 5, 6, read all of them, and realized Abraham in Genesis 15 was becoming the father of all of us, because he believed God and was counted for righteousness. 5,000 years before Jesus. Wow. Or whatever it was. 4,000 years. I mean, it's just, 3,000 years before Jesus, 2,000, you know, 5,000 years ago. You just realize the word of God is so intertwined and so perfect. It's majestic. And the Bible says, blessed is he who hears the book read, or who reads it. And then Proverbs chapter 4 says, when you read it, it will be life to those who find it and health to all their flesh. Now, all your flesh is from all the way up here to way down to the bottom of your footsie-wootsies. And it's helpful to you in Jesus' mighty name. So I have no idea if I had the opening prayer ready. I have no idea where it would be right now. Almost fell out of my chair.
You just lost everything again.
Let's pray. Father, we love the word, and we thank you for it. And we bless you now in Jesus' name. We receive from your holy written living word this morning in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name, we welcome all of you that's joining us through YouTube and Blog Talk Radio. And you send a link to Brother Roger. All right. And I told him I'd make sure that happened and then fell out of my chair. I didn't really fall out of the chair, really. I don't know what it looks like. I'm going to have to go back and look at it, but I really didn't fall out of the chair. Matthew chapter 11. So today we're in Jesus' life and ministry, miracles, the gospel. That's what Jesus' ministry is every day. Miracles and the gospel. That's what Jesus, that's who Jesus is today. Here we go. Matthew chapter 11, verse 1. It came to pass when Jesus finished commanding his 12 disciples, he departed from there to teach and to preach in their cities. And when John had heard in prison about the works of Christ, he sent two of his disciples and said to him, I feel like I've already read this, and I'm sure we have, but that's just because it's in several books. Are you the coming one, or do we look for another? Jesus answered and said, go tell John the things which you hear and see. The gospel is visible. The blind see, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached to them. Verse 6, and blessed is he who's not offended at me. John's only 30, like Jesus. John's 6 months older than Jesus. Mm-hmm. And when Jesus come on the scene, John said, he must increase and I must decrease. And then he's going to be beheaded and his ministry is going to be done at the age of 30. His place was to prepare the way of the Lord. And he did that. So Jesus said, blessed is he who's not offended at me. They departed. Jesus began to say to the multitudes concerning John, what did you go out into the wilderness to see? A reed shaken by the wind? What did you go out to see? A man clothed in soft garments? Indeed, those who wear soft clothing are in king's houses. What did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes. I say to you, more than a prophet. For this is he of whom it is written, behold, I send my messenger before your face, who will prepare your way before you. Surely I say to you, among those who are born of women, there has not risen one greater than John the Baptist. But he who is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than John the Baptist. That's an interesting statement for Jesus to make. And no, I don't have time to preach it. Verse number 12. And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. We're not violent in the kingdom of God. We're violent against the enemy.
Amen.
We're violent in our attack to take the land that God wants, but we're not violent to people. The Amplified says, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence. Anyways, seek it as a precious prize. A share in the heavenly kingdom is sought with most ardent zeal and intense exertion. So in other words, get serious about understanding the kingdom. It's not like earth. It's not like democracy. Goodness sakes. 13. For all the prophets and the law prophesied until John. And if you're willing to receive it, he's Elijah who is to come. 15. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. That doesn't mean if you have phalanges on the side of your head. It means make sure those ears are not only catching auditory sound, But they're getting the revelation. What shall I like in this generation? It's like children sitting in the marketplace and calling to their companions saying, we played the flute for you, but you didn't dance. We mourned to you, but you did not lament. John came neither eating or drinking. They say he has a demon. The Son of Man came eating and drinking. And they say, look, a glutton and a wine bibber, a friend of tax collectors and sinners. But wisdom is justified by her children. I love the word. Verse 20. He began to rebuke the cities in which most of his mighty works had been done because they did not repent. Woe to you, Chorazin. Woe to you, Bethsaida. For if the mighty works which were done in you had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented a long time ago in sackcloth and ashes. But I say to you, it'll be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon in the day of judgment than for you. And you, Capernaum, who are exalted to heaven, will be brought down to Hades. For if the mighty works which were done in you had been done in Sodom, it would have remained until this day. But I say to you, it shall be more tolerable for the land of Sodom in the day of judgment than for you. And that's where Jesus lived, was Capernaum. Just because you got a great teacher with you doesn't mean everybody's going to pay attention. 25. At that time, Jesus answered and said, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and prudent and have revealed them to babes. Even so, Father, for it seemed good in your sight. All things have been delivered to me by my Father. And no one knows the Son except the Father. Nor does anyone know the Father except the Son. And the one to whom the Son wills, come to me. All you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. Why? My yoke is easy and my burden is light. Jesus' word. Now, not sure why, but Matthew chapter 12, verse 22. Then one was brought to him who was demon-possessed, blind, and mute. Man, and he healed him so that the blind and mute man both spoke and saw. Don't look away. And all the multitudes were amazed and said, could this be the Son of David? When the Pharisees heard it, they said, this fellow does not cast out demons except by Beelzebub, the ruler of the demons. Jesus knew their thoughts and said to them, every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and every city or house divided against itself will not stand. If Satan cast out Satan, he's divided against himself. How then will his kingdom stand? And if I cast out demons by Beelzebub, by whom do your sons? For they shall be your judges. But if I cast out demons by the Spirit of God, surely the kingdom of God has come upon you. How can one enter a strong man's house and plunder his goods, unless he first binds the strong man, and then he will plunder his house? Jesus isn't teaching us to go plunder people's houses. He's making a point. In order for the enemy to overcome you, he's got to bind you. And in order for us to drive the enemy out, we have to bind it.
Yeah.
30. He who is not with me is against me. And he who does not gather with me scatters abroad. Remember in the last day of judgment, Jesus will say, they'll say, we cast out demons in your name. And he'll say, depart from me. I never knew you. Why? Because Jesus said, he who's not with me is against me. He who does not gather to me scatters abroad. 31. I could just preach for an hour, but I better just keep reading. I say to you, every sin and blasphemy men will be for blasphemy will be forgiven men, but the blasphemy against the Spirit will not be forgiven men. Anyone who speaks a word against the Son of Man, it'll be forgiven him. But whoever speaks against the Holy Spirit, it'll not be forgiven him, either in this age nor in the age to come. Either make the tree good and its fruit good, or make the tree bad and its fruit bad. For a tree is known by its fruit. You brood of vipers, how can you, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. A good man, out of the good treasure of his good heart, brings forth good things. And an evil man, out of the evil treasure of his evil heart, because it will be evil, brings forth evil things. I say to you that for every idle word men may speak, they will give an account of it in the day of judgment. For by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned. Well, and you look in 34 through 37, speak, speaks, word, speak, words, words. There's six times right there that God lets you know the words you say are of absolute importance. People say all the time, God knows my heart. Yeah, it's deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. But what he has to do is he's got to follow your tongue and your actions.
Yeah.
38. Some of the scribes and Pharisees answered, saying, teacher, we want to see a sign from you. He answered and said to them, an evil and adulterous generation seek after a sign. No sign will be given to it except the sign of the prophet Jonah. For as Jonah was 3 days and three nights in the belly of the great fish, so will the Son of Man be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. Jesus was actually there for 3 days and three nights. Kind of blows a hole in the Good Friday theory. 41. The men of Nineveh will rise up in the judgment with this generation and condemn it because they repented and the preaching of Jonah, and indeed a greater than Jonah is here. The queen of the south will rise up in judgment with this generation and condemn it. For she came from the ends of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon, and indeed a greater than Solomon is here. Well, it's Jesus, but it's also you and me. Solomon didn't have Jesus inside. We do. Our sins are forgiven. 43, when an unclean spirit goes out of a man, he goes through dry places, seeking rest, and finds none. Then it says, I will return to my house from which I came. And when he comes, he finds it empty, swept, and put in order. And he goes and takes with him seven other spirits more wicked than himself. And they enter and dwell there. And the last state of the man is worse than the first. So shall it also be with this wicked generation. If there's ever been a wicked generation, it is this one. But everybody said that all through history. So I saw a picture of them cutting Isaiah in two by a saw. And you're like, nope, that's pretty bad right there.
Yeah, that
is. Verse 46. While he was still talking to the multitudes, behold, his mother and brothers stood outside seeking to speak with him. The one said to him, look, your mother and your brother are standing outside seeking to speak with you. He answered and said to the one who told him, who is my mother and who are my brothers? He stretched out his hand toward his disciples and said, here are my mother and my brothers. For whoever does the will of my Father in heaven is my brother and sister and mother. And then Jesus used father, because I guess his father was God and not Joseph. But anyways, a tree, circle the wagons. A tree is known by its fruit. And the fruit is known by what comes out of your mouth. If you don't like what's coming out of your mouth, change what you're doing in your life. Turn off Wheel of Fortune and Jeopardy and listen to us. We have a powerful program and wonderful people. It's always the Word of God. Tonight, we actually read Romans chapter 3, 4, 5, and 6. Just read them. Let the Bible do the talking. I'm becoming more and more convinced that that's the way to go. Hi, Juliana.
And Sunday.
And Sunday guys, all right? You guys showed up at the same time. You guys been out having donuts, haven't you? You guys are like down at Dunkin' Donuts having donuts and coffee. Anyways, those are two of our good friends here in the ministry. Now, so for those of you that are a part of this on a regular basis, stick with us. Get connected. Click like, subscribe, and hit the bell so you're notified every time we are live. We are here for 2 to 3 hours every night, Monday through Saturday, teaching the word of faith so that when you believe God, it's counted to you for righteousness. And then that gift comes alive on the inside of you as we teach you how to walk with God. Now, we always want to give everybody an opportunity to be born again if you're not. So we're going to pray the prayer of salvation right now. I don't know how to circle the wagon in Jesus' teaching, because what I just read, you could preach about 8 different sermons. Mm-hmm. So what you see about Jesus' teaching is this. Cast out demons, heal the sick, freely you've received, and freely give. It's the gospel of the kingdom. I am off donuts and no potato chips. Oh, sorry.
Oh, no.
You and Juliana were down at the vegetable store. What were you having? We had
grapes and cabbage.
We had grapes and cabbage, and we had a big glass of carrot juice. That's all right. Thank God for donuts and potato chips. And then thanks God if you're fasting. We're going to pray the prayer of salvation. Boy, we got started up on the funny bone, and I'm having trouble getting off it. The greatest decision you'll ever make is right now to pray this prayer with us. And I know in many services at this point it gets real serious, but God's just been having fun with us all night long for us to be too serious. But we're focused enough to help you find Jesus. Pray this with me. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I know I need you in my life every day.
I know I need you in my life every
and
day.
And according to John 3:16.
And according to John 3:16.
When I believe in you.
When I believe in you.
You give me everlasting life.
You give me everlasting life.
And I will not perish.
And I will not perish.
Here's your chance. Make a bold statement. Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
Jesus, I believe you are.
And you rose again on the third day just for me.
And you rose again on the third day just for me.
Put your arms up and just say it. I receive you into my life.
I receive you into my life.
All of your grace and your mercy.
All of your grace and your mercy.
All of your love and your righteousness.
All of your love and your righteousness.
Filling every part of my life.
Filling every part of my life.
With all the fullness of God.
With all the fullness of God.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
So I live in power.
So I live in power.
Understand the word of God.
Understand the word of God.
Pray in my heavenly language.
Pray in my heavenly language.
And live a successful life.
And live a successful life.
As a believer every day.
As a believer every day.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And amen. And amen. And welcome to the family of God. Jesus just filled your life with all of himself. You had darkness, but now you have light. He's the light of the world. And now you've become the light of the world. You had fear because you sinned and death, but now you have righteousness. The Father just said, adopt him into the family. And you're now an heir of God, a joint heir with Jesus. And the Father said, 2 Corinthians chapter 6, I will be to them a God, and they will be to me a people. I will be to you a father, and you will be to me children. The Father's been seeking you to get here, and here you are. You might say, Pastor, I don't even know how to be a Christian. Don't be all concerned about it. Begin to read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the book of Acts. Read them five books and then read them again and read them again. And then just every day when you wake up, just say, Father, help me walk with you today. And he will. He will help you walk with him every day. You hear the Christians talking about the rapture, the catching away of the church. It's going to happen. We don't know the day nor the hour, but it's going to happen. We're getting close. But you'll be ready because you're walking with him every day. Stick with us. Make sure you click like, subscribe, and hit the bell so that you're notified every time we're live. My email address is there. The website's there. Any way that we can be a blessing to you, we want to be that in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Besides that, welcome to the family of God. Get your Bible. Want a good one? Get one like me. I'll hold it up. Snap a screenshot. Thompson Chain Reference Bible, New King James Version. It's an amazing Bible. Doesn't have a bunch of commentary by a bunch of different people that can lead you astray. It's just the word of God correlated with the word of God and all kinds of Bible study tools on every page of this book. Cost you a little bit more money, but it's well worth it to be able to have this in your hand everywhere you go. And I challenge you, when you buy a Bible, buy one that's got the nicer leather, the real leather, so that it'll hold up. Because this is a family heirloom. When you get to heaven and the rapture happens, you want to be able to look down and see somebody on earth has picked it up and said, oh, Bible. And you want lots of stuff underlined and circled and highlighted so that on earth they'll be like, I don't know why he did that. Because people are going to be looking for the Bible when the rapture happens. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. There are going to be some packed out churches the next day. A lot of people have said the next Sunday. They ain't going to be waiting until Sunday to get inside the church building. They're going to be there the next day, especially here in the United States of America.
Searching everything they can to figure out.
Going to be wondering, why in the world did I miss it? If you're listening to this video during the tribulation, find every one of them like this you can find. There's a playlist on this called Read the Word, and you begin to listen to it every day, all day long, and the Word of God will help you know what to do to walk with God. You got to make it to the midpoint, day 1260. Got to make it there, because then there's a rapture. You'll join us up in heaven. Just don't miss the rapture. Be ready in Jesus' mighty name. Well, I could keep going, but I've actually got this down under 32 minutes, even with the chair jump. So, till we see you again, this is what we say. Remember to go watch the beginning and watch that chair jump. It's pretty good. Mm-hmm. And know this, we're only an email away. My email address is right there in the comments. Till we see you again, we love you.
We love you.
And God loves you. And Jesus is
Lord.
Jesus is Lord. God bless you, Blog Talk Radio. We want you to be a part of our program. If you want this translated into your native language, make sure you send me an email, and I'll help you know how we get this done. Jesus mighty name. Make sure you send me an email in English. Well, send it in English. I got the translators. It'll work. Bless you in Jesus' name.